The fates of candidates aren't the only matters at stake in today's elections. The reputation of exit polls also are being tested. Media organizations use exit polls to project the winners. In the 2000 presidential race, flawed exit polling contributed to the confusion of a historically close election. David Broder, veteran reporter and columnist for The Washington Post, says Florida's projections were especially problematic because news organizations relied on Voter News Service, or VNS, for all exit polling.
VNS called it at one point for Gore and then turned around and called it for Bush and finally said correctly, it's too close for us to be able to call. And they have gone back now and tried to re-examine the process. They've made some changes. They assure us that this will not happen again, and I hope that they're right.
And the television networks, and if my memory is correct, NPR, our mistake was relying on VNS?
Yes, because unlike some past elections, none of the media organizations had set up their own separate individual vote projection system, so there was a single source for all of this information or misinformation, and when it went awry, then all of those organizations followed suit.
And of course, on top of that, you had people who were denied the opportunity to vote, and you had foul-ups with the ballot.
Exactly correct. There's a generic problem now for exit polling because increasingly people are voting before Election Day. And they've tried to cope with this problem by doing telephone surveys of voters in those states, asking them, have you cast a ballot or do you plan to cast an absentee ballot? And if so, would you please tell us how you're going to mark your ballot? But that has an additional statistical and real-world factor of potential error. So the exit polls in close elections really have to be treated with great caution. If it's a 60-40 or even a 55-45 race, the exit polls should be pretty accurate in projecting what's going to take place when the full count comes in. But if it's much closer than that, you really have to be very cautious about relying on them.
Should we believe the changes have been made?
I think that this time around, the news organizations will be more cautious about how they use exit polling. Exit polling is a wonderful tool. For reporting purposes, it's the first time that you've had any basis for saying, well, here's the message that the voters were trying to send with their ballots today, because you can ask them not just how they voted, but how they feel about particular policy choices that they would like to see the people elected carry through. But it's a risky tool when it comes to projecting election results before you've got full counts.
So maybe we should just use the official count.
Maybe.
And use the exit polls to explain in, you know, analysis pieces what happened.
But the rush to judgment that all of us in your business and I in mine feel on election night to get in there and let people know what's happened, that's a strong pressure, but I hope that this time we have a little more caution about using those exit polls for a purpose that they're not really designed to fulfill.
David Broder is a reporter and columnist for The Washington Post.